the point of it is for you to just to kind of outline content.
Okay. Great. Now, to that end, and actually all of you, didn't I tell you last time that they have access to something called Story That? Did I talk to you about that? No, last time we talked about everybody has their, everybody has their whiteboards, and y'all all got that, and y'all all know how to get to that one, right? Everybody had the individual with their individual names. Mom, Erica, you know how to get to that, right? All right, there's also something called Story That. Storyboard That. I'll put the link in the text chat. Although it doesn't have to stay only in language arts, it certainly can be science and whatever. We have, they can log in here. I've created an account for us. And if you click there, you will see basically they're creating a comic series with a dialogue with the stuff so they can make up the story. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go down to Amazing Resources, we know how it works. You'll see animating. Click that picture. You'll first see a picture of somebody, some Shakespearean plays. Click on that, and you'll just click through, and you'll see various kind of options. I have them in Origin of World Civ. Where they have to talk about origin of mankind, they're having to make up a conversation with somebody and create a dialogue and create a story. Okay, it's just something that's another tool for them to do it, to study in a way other than just repeating it back to themselves, etc. Okay. All right, so just that's a resource for you, and they all know how to log in there. Let's see here. I'll give it to you right now. All righty, your Nadira, your username is Nadira, all lowercase, your password is Nadira1.
Password what?
Nadira1. Okay, just a minute. It says it already exists, so maybe I made it up for you too. So I'm going to make your username Nadira. Nope. Your username is going to be Mama Nadira.
Are you putting an H on my name or not?
Yes.
Okay.
And your password is going to be again so your username is Mama Nadira, your password is going to be Mama1 Nadira. Wait a minute, it's telling me some foolishness. You can only have AZ numbers and underscores. What is that? Oh, I see. I got a space. There can be no space in your Mama Nadira, although it's a space in the display. Okay, so you should be able to get in with the username Mama Nadira, no space, password Mama 1 Nadira.
Okay.
Fear, you'll be the same thing. Mama Fear. And Mama 1 Fear. right, Mama Erica, same thing. Okay.
Could you put my username and password again?
Sure, I'll put in the text chat as well.
Oh no, the natives are reckless.
All right, so just be, because this is a just a another tool to help them explain, present, interact with it. You got it. Okay, so Story Spine was wonderful. They loved it. They went overtime. Difficulty outside of the homework not getting in. How you have Abiona Kamaya Kadira and
Salu.
Right, and Salu. Okay, Jelani hasn't come back. Are they excited?
In class, yes.
Okay.
They're excited, they participate. Salu is
nine.
Very, very, very young.
Yes. He's
so he tuned out at nothing. I mean, he tuned out while talking. While he's talking, he tuned out.
Mm-hmm. So all the more reason to find different ways to have basically find his threshold, find him. He's going to communicate as much as he can, give him some ways that you can do that in a short and short success kinds of things. All right, so I'll think about it. You think about it as well. Kimaya is doing fine. The energy between them is good.
Yeah.
Good.
Especially once I gave them this storyboard project, I mean, this story spine project, we wrote a couple of stories as a class, and then they're working on writing stories. They're writing stories on their own for us to do, present at our nine-week presentation. And as we, it'll be something that I'll continue to revisit through our classes and talk with them about language arts. So I won't be bringing in other literature. I'll be working solely on theirs. On their writing.
Good. All right. All right. Good. All right. Will part of what have you done, and have you gotten their writing back? You have a sense of where they are with their writing and what they need?
I have gotten with Salu, I'm not sure about his listening comprehension skills, and I think that it's mostly because of how young he is. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not feeling like him being online is a good thing.
Yeah, we got it. It's just going.
He's so young.
I understand. His mother's there most of the time, and it's what she's choosing. We got to make the best of it. I agree. I understand. That's why our general cutoff, that's why we generally tell people middle school and high school, which is 10, as we've tested it, 9 was young. And from time to time, he's with her in the office. So engage him as best you can. And just in the sense of create, it's like as you create a place where he dips in and dips out, it really is more exposure to him. You see what I'm saying? And so there'll be some things that he can jump into and rise, and some stuff he's gonna, you can say, well, do this part, so that he can have a place in it. And so he's not out at the same time, you don't have the level of expectation. Okay,
yeah.
He can surprise you. But the key is to get him engaged how and where he can, as because the option for him, the options for him where he is in Brandon, Mississippi, scares his mother much more worse than his not being.
I don't doubt it.
You know what I'm saying? She's in Brandon, Mississippi, and it's like, ain't no happiness, okay, for him there. All right. So so it really is exposure, a holding place, getting him used to it, so he's gonna then be stronger next year. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I have no doubt that he'll do great.
Great, great. So
maybe next year, definitely the year after, but this year is kind of hard pulling his.
Right. Now what'd be good to what'd be good to do is take a sideboard, a sidebar, and try to find out from him like what he likes, where he is into, and even with his mother, that you're looking for stuff that get his of the things that you've been talking about, what gets his attention, okay, of the things that he can, for example, let's say he's having, you ask him to make up a story. What if he first told the story orally, not to you in class, but literally made it up, okay, before he wrote it? You see what you understand?
I tried that, and the problem that he's having with that is following instructions as they're given. Like, he'll follow instructions as he thinks I meant them.
Right.
Not as I said them.
Right.
Which, I appreciate your enthusiasm. Please do that.
And if and to the extent that it, he completes something, affirm that he completed it, you also can affirm that's not what I asked, and I'm glad you created something. It's, if you can do both, to bring him on, so he gets, he's getting stronger in paying attention, and he's affirmed if he's going to take it and create something. Because again, the most important thing is that he's engaged in creating some things and creating some words that can then translate into what's written from what's spoken. And you might just find out like what part. Now, you do know he lives on a farm, okay? And it's his is a family farm. Okay, his grandfather created that farm. I don't mean a garden. I mean gardening. I mean farming is their business. Okay, so he has history of that, growing things, how things grow, tractors, all of that. Okay, it can be a source. Yes.
Somewhere on their land, they have like lots of land.
You broke up. Somewhere on the land, what?
That part is still open. They still have functions there. People rent out space for parties and so forth. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's quite historical.
What is that, Afia? I missed.
You heard also from Mama Ayase.
You broke up with, what is this on their land that they rent out?
No.
It's, I can hear you. It's just that
he said the Negro League used to play on their land.
Oh, the Negro League. Okay. I got it. No, I don't hear you at all now.
Wow.
No, I can hear you. No, I can hear you. I can hear you. You're good. You're good.
All right. Okay, so
just a minute. So Nadira, you know, would you try to find a door, a portal into him, and like next week, you know, just tell me.
Yeah, just like I did Emmanuel and Anthony.
Right. Look, just let me know, because now we're moving toward meeting with the parents. We're midway this 9 weeks. Okay, I know the first 2 weeks of these 9 weeks was just getting ramped up, and that's okay. But again, them having a sense that we have an assessment of their children, and then finding also out from them what their sense, their strengths and weaknesses, engaged, not homework, all of that. You know, we need to go to parent meetings are the first and third Mondays And I would like for us to this week begin to get in touch with the parents, having some conversations with them by phone, just so they sense this is where your child is in these areas. This is what my goals are, and checking with them. But basically the goal is, here's your assessment, and here, based on assessment, here are your goals, and what is it that they are seeing, in terms of, from their side as parents, in terms of the children's participation, lack thereof, etc. Okay, and feedback from you on your goals. All right, excellent. I complimented Nadira on her hair. Doesn't it look wonderful? I like it. There you go. All right, Afia, go for it.
Let me make sure I know what you want.
Okay. I'm doing a check-in and check-up on your class, what you need, and in preparing you and us to get in touch with the parents to have what I don't see as a long conversation at all. I see probably about a 10-minute conversation with them, 15 at the most, of what's of their children and what do you see and what you got going on and you know, that kind of thing. So what highlights,
okay,
what's working, what's not, highlights, options you need.
Okay, great. We are off to a great start. I'm actually enjoying the teaching of this class immensely. I have some of the same folks that Mom and Dear talked about, Maya, Sarah, I have Ty. I don't think she has her ties taken. What else is she taking? I'm not sure, but I also have Simon, as she said, and Jelani. I'm not quite sure about his status. I know he was working. His mother was looking to do a computer first, so I'm not quite sure about that status. But we're off to a good start. I think my rapport with him is pretty good. It's only this far in. Their rapport with each other is growing. I think their trust in each other is off to a good start and it's growing. We have focused on I wanted to see where they're starting out, like where they're feeling at putting numbers together, you might call it adding. I have been teaching them some good speed strategies for putting numbers together, making sure they know their complements for the numbers up to 10 and also the numbers going up to 100, and it's sorely needed. They are a really good, diverse group of students in that they've been taught in all kinds of ways, and I'm making it work. We've been working that, but I'm evaluating them continually on that. I've also introduced them to kinetic multiplication. And then this last time, this weekend, they're being introduced by video to division. I've been really kind of surprised at their response to learning kinetic multiplication. They didn't have the awe, this is neat, that I was looking for. This is different. This is. I mean, I was like excited when I first saw it. The person who was happy to see it was Ty, and that's probably because she hasn't mastered her multiplication table and she's not close. I think she has doubts that she will, and there's some serious concerns that she has coming into math. That's why she's here. But
folks like Asala, who I think her mother probably, like, well, let me go back to even the speed methods for adding numbers. She resisted because she wants to write numbers down, she wants to carry. And I have a sense that her mother probably taught her that. I know she's from high school. And I think there was one day at least where her mother was with her and she was really torn. So when it came to the method, she got half of it right, but then she would say, then carry and add the left column. And I realized she was like torn at the two. So she has that. And she's been stepping on up, working it. Kamaya has a real challenge of learning. She believes she's supposed to know everything that I'm teaching her this year. And that's a real challenge for her. And it's a challenge for me too. I literally asked her to leave my class yesterday. I explained that I wasn't putting her out of my class. Because she said she didn't know what the homework was, so she didn't do it. And then I gave her a chance to do some of it over break and then present. This was the comedic method for multiplication. She didn't do it. She just wrote up a number that actually wasn't correct. She multiplied it in her old way, and she said, and she just did this over two classes. She can only do it the old way. She can't do it the new way. And why should she have to do it the new way? She knows how to do it the old way. And et cetera, et cetera. And somewhere though in the text chat, she wrote, this is a long story, but I'm about to make a point. She wrote in there, I don't know how. And this is right after I told her to leave. She's just like, you know, we have to talk, we have to talk with your parents. You gotta decide whether you want to learn anything new in this class. And, but somehow I was, fortunately I saw in the text chat, she wrote, I don't know how. I was like, okay, so is that it? I mean, it's just a substitution of power that
yes.
knows how to do it the old way. So
yes, that's
once you have
yes.
to learn a new way.
Yes.
So I'm glad I saw it because I was like, now Kamaya, now you said that, you know, we can vote because everybody in here can support you. You know, I can support you. Everybody in here knows how to do at least a piece of it. So she went through it. She did. She worked the left side, she did the doubling on the left side, on the right, got a lot of help. Her number wasn't, the number she got was correct. The one she'd written up, she wrote up a number, was not correct. And I said to her, I said, how'd you get the first number? I said, I'm going to have to look at your old method too, because you got to make sure that you're clear. And she's like, well, I wrote that number that I got doing the phonetic way initially for Yahweh. So nobody answered me, so I changed it. So I also realized that she's not so good at the old way either. And somehow she told herself she's supposed to know. And she's afraid to try and not have it right. And of course, we all understand that. So long story short, a little bit shorter now. She wrote me an email after class saying she's going to try to do her best. I was like, yay. So I wrote her back and said, no, you best is always enough with me. It's always enough. You know, just keep doing your best and you'll be fine. And then I told her, you know, you're such a smart, beautiful, capable young lady. And learning new things will just make you more beautiful, more smart, and capable. So outside of that, sorry how that went. Sailu is doing his best, and I have to remember too that he's only 9. His voice kind of reminds me of that. So I try to keep him talking a lot. And his voice is also funny to me and kind of keeps me energized. He talks like his older brother, and they just talk country. And I know country talk because I'm country too, so.
They also talk white country.
They do, they talk white country. I grew up hearing it both ways, so I know that.
There's a difference?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a difference.
They talk white country. Yeah, it's just like playing good country. Well, my cousins talk white country too, though, so. Anyway, So we're off to a good start. I'm gonna have to master that as best as I can. I've learned though to just back off, not to be so set on getting all of it, and then maybe come back to it. I'm gonna go ahead and do some evaluations still next week with my basic math test, kind of see where they are. I think I have that learning class marker. So I do have some baseline to see when I talk with Ken. I'm gonna get them to order the math brochures. I like them a lot. I don't know if y'all have seen them, but I'm gonna order one for basic math one, math two, and then a pre-algebra one. I don't think we'll probably get the pre-algebra for this second semester. Yeah. So you have one
for the first one?
Okay, I want that.
No. It says elementary math flipper two. Contains 250 rules, definitions, and examples. Well, what do you think I've been using before you? Hello. it's amazing that you independently came to the same thing.
Yeah, I like those. I like it because they'll have something in their hand that they can take on trips. They can, you know, hopefully you'll get excited about them, as I always do. Okay, so. We're good. I wanted to say the group, you know, last year was more pulling teeth for me, and I think it was a mix of the group and it was even though I mean 4 or 5 students, isn't a big class yet. It's big enough for me to have all this excitement, and I like this age group. I think I'll probably stick with them with this level for a little while. I think I wrote, I don't know if I said this to y'all, but I sent it out. I sent it to somebody. I think I said this last week, so I probably shouldn't say it again, but Saru and Asala said they were so happy that their mom signed them up for this class. I was like, I'm teaching the right group, because they still want to teach their mom.
That's right.
If I can hear them to me, that's a second mom, and their mom, hey. I'm home free.
Enjoy.
All kinds of little challenges and switching adjustments and things like the Tamaya. And of course, Ty is, she's 13. And she's doing well, though. I think she's staying on her side. She knows she has some injuries when it comes to math. And she's happy for the excitement, the challenge. I mean, for the opportunity. As I said, I think kinetic multiplication is so, good for her because she doesn't know about multiplication table and has to get to multiply without having that what you call it, constriction to do it. So all right, I'm good and I'm pretty much on top of it even though I don't have all my
How about homework?
Yet. Sorry?
Homework.
I don't know.
Rubric. How are they giving you your homework?
Are they doing their homework?
Yes.
Well, this last time, not much of it. I saw it, but not much of it for the rest of them. Before they done pretty well, I think they really were just scared about approaching it.
That's fine.
I think they'll be doing it this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll report.
So, what about have you finished adapting your rubric, or are you using the same one from last year?
I will be using the same one, and I haven't finished adapting yet. I'm sorry. You remember I asked for a little bit of a repeat on that because of my other big priorities.
I got it.
In life. I expect to have it by next time, though.
Will you start calling? Can you have by next week have called all your had conversations with your parents?
This will be Friday morning meeting. Yeah, I can do it. Just a call to. I can report that next time. That's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking. Call to them. Don't have to be long. You can proceed it with the email or follow it with the email. But just so, and do document it so that you, all of us, have been in touch with them and they feel our presence with their children about our subject. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put on the calendar in that way. I'm trusting that I'll remind the other instructors as well. Okay, we're going to need to get.
All right.
Get a message out to Mama Fontaine, Father Bolas as well.
And Roz Kofi.
Right.
Okay. And
I'm going to say that we'll start reminding everybody by June 4th. No, I'm going to say by Tuesday, so that we'll be able to do that by Friday.
Yep. If you, yeah, if you spread it out, then it's not a long time. And they
make initial calls.
Yeah. Make initial calls to parents with, they need some sense of where you're going and where you see their children, basically strengths and weaknesses. And then you ask them what they are seeing from their children. And what do they, you know, how they feel about the goals, and do they see, do they line up with the strengths and weaknesses? Okay, so you're saying, here's what I've observed, here's where we're going, and observe the strengths and weaknesses or observations. And then parents can say, you ask them, so given these strengths and weaknesses, does that line up with what you see or what you know? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Okay. And here's where we're going, you know, do you have any questions about that? Boom. Okay. Things that you have for them, you know, like if they're reminding them of what you're going to be doing for the presentation, what you want them to move them toward, and asking for their assistance. And the reason I'm also keeping a track of the homework is because I also want to have some balance so that we're not hitting them too hard and at the same time not too light, you know, from what we have. So that's good. All right. Thank you, Ophir. I appreciate you. And you're looking good in your red. And Mom Erica?
Yes, I was hoping that we could get to me before the little one woke back up.
Okay, good. Let's do it.
So this week, or rather really yesterday, was kind of disheartening in both of my classes.
Okay.
Because I could tell from class discussion, even though people said that they had done the reading, it didn't seem as though the reading had gotten was done.
Okay.
And in my life science class, they had an assignment on Tuesday, a homework assignment to complete your review question. And I got an excuse from Kamaya that her mother deleted the homework assignment to a location where she couldn't find it, and so she had to redo it. Salu also completed the homework assignment. Ty didn't show up until... Okay, I like your training. What's your big moment? What's your big moment? Ty did not show up until towards the end of class, but when she did, she also had not completed the homework assignment. So now I am, when we talk about what I've observed this week, this is really a 4 week of having assigned homework and giving them an opportunity to get it back and noticing that they're not. So the email that will be going out over the weekend to the parents, exactly what you were talking about, what I observed and how is this lining up with what the parents are observing. Updating my page so that they see what the homework assignment was, when it was assigned,
good,
so that they will, parents themselves will know.
And
I don't want to do yet. I want to give the students an opportunity, but if need be.
No, they're too young. They're too young. Direct it to the parents. I mean, you know, at this point, I don't want to, if they were high school students, yeah, direct it straight to them, to the parents. I mean, you can send it to the children as well, but direct them to the parents. And in fact, when you put it on your page, you can send them a letter, email saying, you know, homework for Tuesday, you know, see calendar or see page. And just have the link to the page. Okay?
Okay.
One other thing.
Yes.
When you put a link to the page, if they have forgotten their username and password, put in use a temporary username and password, which is, I feel, would you type this? Aya guest, and then Aya one guest. So put that in your emails to them when you direct them to your page, because we want to train them to get to the page. So don't try to give them all the homework assignments in the email. Say, see the page. Does that make sense?
Okay. And it does. And so the other thing is that I'm trying to figure out a way of getting them to take notes while I'm giving the lecture. And originally I directed them to have a science notebook so that they're taking notes, but I think I need something a little bit more interactive, so I'm going to start next week having them open up a wiki page and taking notes on their wiki page, that at the end of class, I need to see everyone's notes so that I can at least know that they are paying attention.
Good.
And to help them to take notes.
Excellent. One recommendation. Don't wait to the end of class. Break the class into three 30-minute segments. I mean, to 30-minute segments, okay? Or even 20-minute segments, okay? Give it to them. Ask them to look at their wiki page, summarize it, and then move on.
Okay, I like that.
You might have them, like, if you do 20 minutes, and then that 10 minutes where you're looking at it, they also may, you may say, okay, I want y'all to synthesize it. I'm going to be looking at your notes. You know, you might have them do something with it. In the past, I've had them create quizzes. I've had them generate questions from it. But literally, it's too long a time for that age to take notes and then expect it back, okay? So minimally three 30-minute periods there, and really we'll get down to 20, 25, and then you're interacting with them for that 5 or 10 minutes about what's on their notes as a way to review. You see what you with me? And I really think for all the younger students, we need to break the time up, if you're not already doing that, in segments like that.
That's a great suggestion. I really didn't think about having break it up, but now it really does make a lot more sense, and especially with the younger life science class, especially with Sala and Salu.
The other ones too.
At first I was thinking about two separating them and giving them a separate assignment, but I want them to still be motivated. But I think by breaking it up in segments, that would give them an opportunity not to get overwhelmed. And I think that they are, but aren't saying it. Even though I'm saying or asking, is everything okay? Are you understanding the material? They'll say yes, but then I'll begin asking questions to see really if they're understanding, and it's like silence.
Right.
Or, you know.
Well, one of the things that... One of the downsides of the of them being compliant is them being compliant. You know, that is, that's this young age where they want to please the teacher and they want to please their mama. Guess what? They want to please you, so they don't say, no, I ain't getting it. Or they substitute, like Kamaya will substitute, like there's something wrong with you because she's not getting it. Okay, but it really is a so. Checking with them. Now, are you asking them, what occurs to me, is there a way during one of those 30-minute periods where they are, or at least during the 10 minutes between them, are drawing or making some kind of thing where it shows that they're interacting with what you gave them? Or for example,
you mean like a mind map?
No, not like a mind map, although that could be, but I'm thinking of a drawing. What I'm trying to do is replace something that would take the place of manipulatives. So if you were in a room with them talking about meteorology, either them going to the storyboard and adding something to a story that they create, or them going to the whiteboard and drawing something, or if their parents have bought the Wacom tablet, or if they can draw it and take a picture of it. That may be a little bit too much for them right now. That would take too long. But some sense of where they're interacting creatively with the material that lets you know that they're putting the time in on it. At the same time, they get to do something because it just shifts some of the energy from sitting and taking it. And I'll keep thinking. I'll sit in on a couple of your classes and see what other ideas I can generate when I see your material.
Well, listening to the and looking at the storybook, that seems like that may be a good interactive option for them to create the story around the lesson that was presented that day. But I may have to rearrange it where they have enough time, or maybe they do that for homework.
I'm gonna try to think of something that can be done as a way to quickly summarize what they've gotten. And they still can, like, it's almost like if you start a story, then their job is to add a panel, okay, in the story that just captures some of the material, okay? And then that's all. They're not trying to do a whole bunch. They add a panel or two. They only got 10 minutes to add that panel. Then they're coming back and you're going through the other stuff. And then, of course, you're watching their notes like you normally do. But in addition to the notes, like, okay, great. Then based on this, take your story to the next level, okay? If they're talking to someone, if they're whatever, so they add that part. And then it means they're just doing stuff and they got something to show, and then you can say, okay, now for homework, I want you to take all of what we've said and refine your story so that it makes sense encapsulating it all. And that's just using the storyboard. I'll think about other kinds of things that they can do that might represent something. Sometimes, depending on what you're teaching them, if you can ask them to bring some things. I remember when I was doing earth science, they had to go out and find rocks, okay? And literally, they just had to go outside and find rocks, or they had to bring them to class, all right? And I'd have them hold them up to the video camera and do some things. You actually also could make, if you ask them to find something, I'm not sure it's rocks, then you could actually then turn the rocks into characters on the storyboard. So it's like, all right, this, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be rocks. This said to this, what? This is gonna explain this to that. And they play it out. And then you say, okay, now I want you to write that because one of your characters is a plastic top and the other characters is a steel to aluminum top. Are you getting it? Does this sense of, does this make sense? Give me a concept, for example, that you're teaching.
Makes a lot of sense. So right now, meteorologists are learning about air density and air pressure works as you increase in elevation. So I can have an oxygen molecule talking to a nitrogen molecule, which are both components of air, how they would interact as they elevate in
altitude. Can they make an oxygen molecule out of styrofoam or mushrooms or something with toothpicks?
Yeah.
Okay, so you might show them. Okay, you might say, all right, I want you to bring something and toothpicks, okay? And you might say, okay, this is an oxygen molecule. Now, you're gonna have this oxygen molecule gonna be talking to the hydrogen molecule, but notice this is what oxygen molecule is. Now, hydrogen molecule is this. So literally they have something in their hands, but then they also translate the conversation to a storyboard, for example. okay? Or something like that. You with it? Does that? And I'm not. I'm only hearing snatches. And if I sit longer, it's a way of breaking up the information in essentially 20-minute pieces, and then having that last 5 or 10 minutes as a kind of review, interactive, weighted synthesizer. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. I'll definitely think of some more over the weekend, and probably touch back basis with you
okay.
on just what I come up with.
All right. And we may can find bags of stuff, you know. Well, but solid, they're in different places though. That won't work.
Okay. For my life science class, like I said, Asala was the only one that actually completed the lesson review on the wiki page. But as we went through the answers, there's a disconnect between what she's reading
mm-hmm.
and processing. I think it is more so with age. So, just trying to figure out how to make sure they're comprehending what they're reading.
Okay.
And I think maybe what you're saying about up into segments and giving them an opportunity to create storyboards may really help that reading comprehension.
Yep.
The other thing in my life science class, I had their first vocabulary quiz, and there were only 3 words, and students did not do well. Kamaya did the best. She got 2 out of the 3, but Sala and Salu completely bombed it. And once again, I think that may be their lack of reading with comprehension, and so I'm noticing I'm not lowering my standards, but I think I have to readjust how I need to reach them.
That's right. That's right. It's the how to.
As a younger student.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and that's going to become a challenge for me, because I can tell, especially in the meteorology class, because it is, you know, really dense information and a lot of these different concepts that have to come in to get a good understanding, that I sometimes forget who I'm talking to, but they're just listening. But I really don't think sometimes they're comprehending, and I can tell when I go back to ask questions and review. So I think it's going to be a challenge for me to come down to their level.
Yes. Yes, and it makes sense, and you will be a better teacher for it. It will help you tremendously in your own with your own children. Okay. And metaphors and analogies are critical. Okay. Something like something else is important. At that stage they're in, you know, making sure they have the broad concepts, making sure they begin to get into the scientific approach, the vocabulary. You know, it's they're not going to be at, you know, what are they, 12 years old, maybe 13? You know, meteorologists. Mainly, we want to look that it grows. Most of these children have not had the rigor of you know, some of this. For some of them, homeschool, you know, means lack of structure and all that stuff like that. So figuring out how to get to them, and no, you don't have to lower your standards. You may have to slow down. But that's not the same thing as dumb down. Okay. And then in other places, once they're hooked, you can speed up as well.
Yes, and I understand that. And I haven't told the students this, but the meteorology, the book that we're using, is actually an upper class, high school, college book because I wanted to at least give them something that had all the thorough information. So I know they're reading, they're just like, but I'm also bringing in more examples and things, but I wanted them to have at least a resource that they could always go back to.
Well, make sure when you talk to parents, that you let them know that your reasoning, and I do it all the time, the written material is advanced, and you want them to be exposed to the vocabulary and some of the best material that they can use beyond this, and you're going to be breaking it down, okay? So instead of dumbing it down, you're breaking it down, and they're interacting, and therefore they're getting more comfortable with it. But you don't expect them to master the material that's written without the class breakdown. That'll, I think, reassure the parents.
Okay. Yes, I got you.
All right. You.
And I feel very confident after this week about what types of things and support that the parents need to provide for both of the students, I mean, for both of the classes, and I'll be getting emails out. Regarding my rubric, I'm still updating my rubric, and because I don't know what all sections I'm going to be getting to, I think I'm going to be sending out weekly rubrics. It all makes sense.
That's fine. That's fine.
What I am covering, and this is what I'll be expecting.
That's really fine. The main thing is we over communicate with the parents. That they have knowledge and information that they use to support and or confidence, even if they can't support it, that we're, you know, working with them and having some guides, you know, as we go through. You know, please, you know, just keep doing that. I want to, all of you and all of us, I want to make sure that we are teaching them to become mathematicians, scientists, and writers and readers, okay? That as we are in the course, that we keep mentioning and calling them scientists, that we're calling them mathematicians, that we're calling them writers. What we're implanting is a sense that they, your goal for them is to recognize and bring out and have them notice the scientists in them. Your goal is to have them get in touch with the mathematician in them, okay, and the writer, and critic, and the reader in them, okay? So give them, you know, emphasize those titles. You are a scientist, you know, and as scientists, we, and then you're at it, okay? And it's, I know sometimes you can get so locked into the actual material that, we don't get it. Just a minute, let them know that I'm in a meeting. So again, would y'all all do that? You know, they are writers. You know, any other thing you want to add to that, you can. They can be certain kind of mathematicians, okay? They can whatever, Mama Erica's scientist crew or whatever, okay? And Brother Balagun's class, they're a forensic team, and they're using vectors to analyze the autopsy report from Michael Brown in order as an entry into geometry. So, good. Well, I'm good. What do we have? Ja is the oldest student we have. He's 11th grader. And he has been having computer problems, and he's not the kind that goes overboard if he's having computer problems to figure out how to get beyond it, okay? And so far he's been the most challenging, not disrespectful or anything like that, but ramping him up to do this work is still something that I'm having to work with. And The others, in my,
yeah. Is that Jaws? Is he Jenkins?
Yes, Jaws' names on paper is Clarence, Thomas, Thomas, Thompson, Thompson. And his middle name is Elijah, and that's where he gets Ja from. Okay, and he prefers to be called Ja, or Ja. Anyway, so it's going. You know, I got to do the same thing I'm asking y'all to do. They also have a Kiswahili class that's been added. Rose Unganya is their instructor. And Mama Ayo, which is Abiona's mother, sees them for SAT prep on Tuesday and Thursday, 2:30 to 3:30. And so... It's Monday and Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday and Thursday. Because
She wasn't able to do it yesterday.
No. Yeah, she wasn't able to do it yesterday. But again, it's at 2 to 3:30. Now there is SAT prep on schedule. During that time, they will both do SAT prep. Also do kombucha. We'll do brain games, other kinds of things. You know, for that. Okay.
Okay, so that's on
schedule. Okay,
good.
Okay. Come again, Erica.
I know that you said that Jelani was having computer problems. Will he be in eventually, or just what should we do to try and catch him up? Or?
Well, when he shows up, we'll see. She was given a month initially to work her finances out. Then his computer died, and so she's been on a waiting list to get the computer fixed. Evidently, there's some free. They will fix your computer for free, but it's a waiting list, and so she's about to be where her computer was fixed, and at the same time where she's supposed to be able to say where her money is. So we don't quite know, okay? We'd expected him to come right back because we extended the money part, but we don't know what she's going to do and whether he's going to be here.
Because I don't want to bombard you with those kinds of things. I want you to finish about your student.
Okay. Well, I'm basically, I'm good. I work with the both groups in Origin of World Civ. I work with the younger group in Following Araminta. I work with the older group. So some of my suggestions are ones that I'm also implementing. I've had to slow down Origin of World Civ, slower back to where it's got to be a two-semester course. So having them do kinds of things that I'm talking to you about, Mama Erica, is I'm having to do the same thing with the students, and I basically have them combined both the lower middle and the middle school students in that class. Okay. That's it. I don't have anything else unless you have a question.
Okay, just one quick thing. Provide a job. Would you go ahead and reach out to his mom? Because she also had a payday that she's missed now for the 16th.
Okay.
And it's probably critical that you reach out to her and have her at least see, you know, how it will benefit him in staying and her finding a way to make the payment.
Okay. I'll do that. It's down on my list.
Okay.
All right, folks. It's about to be 60 minutes. Do you want some tech time, or do you want to call it? Because what you asked for is that we also use this time for tech time. Do you want tech time today, or you want to call it a day?
Okay. Go ahead, Mom. Answer.
No, I was just going to say that I feel good on my tech time. The biggest thing that I needed was the way to convert the WAVE sound style, the class recordings to a smaller version, and we went through that.
Did y'all get that?
So I have that down.
Mama Nadira, did you get that email? Okay, maybe because I emailed it, but I didn't send it or something. I'm working on it, but let me go right now and direct you to the, okay, go to the wiki page, to the front page of the wiki, so you'll know how to get there again. Everybody? If you are there, let me know. Got it. All right. America, you there? All right, Afia, you there?
Almost, not quite.
For those of you who are there, on the navigation menu, second column, it says how to. Click on how to.
Okay,
on the navigation menu, the one to the left, on the second column, in that navigation menu at the bottom, you'll see how to. The navigation menu, that's where you're supposed to be. But use the navigation menu where I've typed the word navigation menu.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
I see it now.
Okay. All right.
You said how to?
Yes. Not tools. That's a different one. How to. Everybody there? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
All right. So,
yeah, I'm doing
so this video shows you how to do that. You download goldwave.com, I mean, go to goldwave.com, download this software, it's for free. And then you go to file, open, that brings the brings the file in that you made. Then file again, save as, and you save it. And I show you the settings to use to make it small. If you don't know how to find the recordings, the second video will show you how to find the recordings on your screen. Okay, and I'm going to continue to update this how-to, like how do you go to the storyboard, that how do you go to Powtoon, and various other how-to videos, but it compresses, let me just give you an example, files that like 900 megabytes turn into 17, okay, or 10. And then you can upload them to the wiki, to your class folder, and easily put them on your page, put the link on your page.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that. I'll get that done. I was very sad that I didn't think about recording my class just until I was over having the show.
Please record it.
My goal is everyone.
Please record it. Also, when you're talking to parents, if there is a, you might point them to the recording, because that can be a help to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So that can be your tech time for today. If you want to watch that video, that can be your tech time.
Okay, I have one. Just a couple of things.
Please do. Thank you so much. Yep.
Mama Nadira and Mama Erica, I sent you a W-9 form to update for me with, you know, your social and sign it for me. If you'll do that, I'm kind of passing that on over to Mama Nika since she's getting new copies. Coming to you very soon will be your independent contractor agreement, so you can be on the lookout for that. And then lastly, one thing we're offering to instructors, just to help out, because we know we're not paying you anywhere up to level of what you work, is opportunity to tutor. So if you have any interest in tutoring in a certain subject, do let us know, because we are getting some calls for tutoring. Malfanta is starting a new student, and Brother Balazun is as well. So do let me know if you have an interest in tutoring. That's it for me.
All righty. look for, would you please play with the storyboard that, just so that you see what it can do. And there's another one you can play with, and that's Powtoons as well. Okay.
What is Powtoons?
Nadira, how do I share my screen in here? There it is right there. Okay, that's it. I got it. Thank you. This is Powtoons, okay. And it's a way to animate. It can be a kind of a PowerPoint like presentation. Let me give you an example. The students actually have created one. Let's see here. No, that's not where I want to go. Who did this? So I'm loading this, and mainly it includes animations, or it can. Okay, that's a 1 minute and 25 second animation created by Eshubola after we watched the video on Sister Maya Penn. Okay, so think about it both for yourself and also for them. Just some concepts that you're already teaching them. See, our students are so used to this is a pick up my phone kind of world. Okay, this is an animation, it's coming at them kind of world. All right, and so so you know that you would make something for a key point, if it just gets them into it, and then from there some discussion will make them help memorize it or even summarize it. All right, or then they get to make one themselves. Okay, and so
how do we log in?
All right, just a minute. Let me create another category. That says teachers, add a group. Thank you. There you go. Click on that link. And here is the code, just a minute. Enter the following code, 93H capital M.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm good.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'll try to keep it coming. Giving you what you need to help make it happen. Thank you for all you do.
Are you having a birthday party? Did it happen already? I'm sorry.
It's not really a birthday party.
We're going to Mardi Gras. Okay. I know it's going to be King Cake Cupcake.
Now, did you hear her say she going to act like she's young?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I know. Enjoy. Indeed.
I'm going to have to meet one of our sister members having a baby shower tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Talk soon.
Let's see, how do we save group chat?
Yeah, how do we save something?
That's what I want to figure out. How do I save the group chat? Well, I know I can mark it, so I'll do that.
Okay.
Let me see if that.
It's Google Drive in there. I don't know. You might have it set up when you get a document.
Yeah, I've saved it now. I got it. It captured everything from there.
Google Drive app.
Really? I don't know if that's the same thing, but anyway. What's the day, 19? All right, no.
Microphone activated.
Well, it allows us to share our documents in there. Okay.